You're listening to WMFO Medford. It's the Theme Machine. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett, and today I'm joined in the studio by
MC Maisie.
And I am back after an unplanned month or so of absence. I'm sorry to everyone who I said I'd be back for a few times and I didn't wind up showing up. Work got really crazy and they needed me and I needed the money. So, but I'm back now for the time being, with an episode that was a lot timelier when I made it. Today's theme is superheroes. It's songs about superheroes, superpowers, that kind of thing, as like a metaphor or whatever. And it was because the new Spider-Man came out and it was like, oh, well, I'm about to be working Spider-Man, so let me make a superheroes theme. And then I never got the chance to play it on air.
If you think about it, you were kind of the superhero of the bar.
I guess so. Yeah, I put a lot on my back. Everyone needed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sure did. And they still do. But not everyone in this world can get what they want or what they need. Up first, we have They Might Be Giants with their track Particle Man, which I don't really know if it's superhero themed, but it kind of feels like it is. So enjoy this and more on today's superhero themed episode of The Theme Machine.
Particle Man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle Man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man. Triangle Man. Triangle Man hates Particle Man. They have a fight. Triangle wins. Triangle Man. Universe Man, size of the entire universe man, usually kind to smaller man. Universe Man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, energy on hand, and when they meet, it's a happy land. Powerful man, universe man. Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man. Is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with Person Man? Degraded man, Person Man. Triangle Man. Triangle Man hates Person Man. They have a fight. Triangle wins. Triangle Man.
I can't hold you down. If you want to fly, can't you see I'm all broke up inside? Well, just you use your two X-ray eyes. Hurt like kryptonite. Put me on my knees. Now that I won't call again.
Stars.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Theme Machine, episode 113, Superheroes and Superpowers. Before we get into the songs you just heard, here is the PSA.
In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harm the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you are going to throw it out anyways, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it.
Thank you. Yes, be the hero in your own life. To refer to the theme, and repair your own things. Don't count on anybody else.
Exactly.
All right, so we started the show with Particle Man by They Might Be Giants. Then we had That's Really Super, Super Girl by XTC. Then we had Superman by REM. We did both of the initial bands in a row, and two songs that released in the same year, 1986.
Ooh.
And then after that, the last one you heard was Superpowers by The Dismemberment Plan from their album Change, which is from 2001. We're going to keep things rolling with more disproportionate Superman representation in the track list. Here is The Flaming Lips with their track Waiting for a Superman.
I guy that I've been lately, forgot he had a name. I find super strength and fame ain't all that they're cracked up to be, 'cause the only one that they don't help is me. And the spider's web flew through the air, and it landed on Peter Parker, who didn't even know it was there. As Spider-Man, I learned about those tangled webs we weave. As Peter, I wanna live my life, and it's either him or me. So Peter stays, and the Spider-Man. It's like fighting both sides of a mirror. Well, this crazy war's got me weary, and I can't fight anymore. Would somebody call me Peter Parker before I go insane? See this other guy that I've been lately forgotten. And the spider's web flew through the air, and it landed on Peter Parker, who didn't even know it was there. As Spider-Man, I set my trap in hopes to catch a fly. As Peter, I've been caught in my own web, and that's a crime. So Peter stays.
Swung all over that long, tall bank in America.
Okay. The Theme Machine on WMFO Medford is what you're listening to. DJ Jarrett and
MC Maisie
are who are bringing the show to you. And today's theme is
superheroes.
Yes, superheroes and superpowers. If you're just tuning in. If you're not just tuning in, it's probably annoying when I keep introducing the show after every break. But whatever. You just heard Magneto and Titanium Man by Wings. Before that, you heard Peter Stays and Spider-Man Goes by Mike Regonia, I think is how you pronounce his last name. It's from this compilation album called Spider-Man Rock Reflections of a Superhero from the 70s. And it's all a bunch of different artists doing Spider-Man themed songs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Shout out Alexandra for showing me that one. I didn't know if I'd get a song from it, but I found one that was good enough. Before that, we had The Cardigans covering Iron Man, which isn't really about the superhero Iron Man. It's like about this other Iron Man, because apparently Black Sabbath, what's his name? Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Yeah.
Wrote the song. He didn't actually, wasn't thinking the comic, but he just wrote about like a different kind of made up character, which I think was funny. I like the Cardigans version. It's nice and chill.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, we started off with The Flaming Lips Waiting for a Superman. And I mentioned that it was going to be a disproportionate amount of Superman songs, and that's going to remain true. Up next, we have the Spin Doctors with Jimmy Olsen's Blues. So I guess that's a side character from Superman.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone remembers the Superman movie from last year. I sure do.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to keep it rolling with more tunes here on the Theme Machine. Stay tuned.
I'm something more, something have ways.
Only a steel man came to recover. If he had run from gold carried over, we celebrate our sense of each other.
Tides, golden eyes, red and white, red and white. Raise the flag, summer home, parted hair and part unknown. If I knew what I read, I'll send it halfways.
Each other, we have a lot to give.
here's a quiz for longtime listeners of the show who are annoyed that I keep introducing the show after every break. What does it mean when I start this music up at 10:46 instead of at 10:53? It means that I have a long song to end the show with, and I am making time. You just heard The Man of Metropolis Steals Our Heart by Hearts, plural, by Sufjan Stevens. Before that, we had the single version of Queen's Flash Gordon theme. And then we started that with Jimmy Olsen's Blues by Spin Doctors, which is the only time they're ever going to get any airplay on this show. This is The Theme Machine. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett. And this is sitting in front of me,
MC Maisie.
And
this is this thing sitting in front of you.
I didn't say thing. I did not say this thing sitting in front of me. Oh my god! You had a topic. You wanted to talk.
Yeah,
about something.
I feel like. Well, what's your favorite superhero? Who's your favorite superhero?
Like of all time?
Yeah.
You go first. I need a second to think about it.
I mean, I feel like it's just the basic answer because I feel like, for whatever reason, a lot of queer people really like Spider-Man, but I do really like Spider-Man. Like, I think that whenever there's Spider-Man movies in the theater, I will go see them over, like, any other superhero movie that I usually don't care about. I also like, what's his name? I think he's from Marvel. Is it, like, Blade or something?
Yeah,
Blade. I like Blade a lot. That movie is really, really cool. I think it was in like that from the 90s, I want to say. That's a super cool movie.
Yeah. I also like Spider-Man. I guess that's a boring answer. I don't really have a favorite. I'm not into superheroes too much. Does Space Ghost count?
Sure.
Sure. Space Ghost, Coast to Coast. Biggest influence on me as a radio broadcaster. No. I don't know. I like Batman, I guess.
Batman's cool. Which Batman? Obviously Lego Batman, right?
Like I guess. Sure. Sure. Lego Batman. It's funny because, like, as a DJ, as a radio DJ, I had the opportunity to have, like, oh, I have a secret identity. My name is not my DJ name. And then I just went ahead and was DJ Jarrett.
That's a classic, though.
Yeah, it's... You know, not a secret identity. It's just my name with the DJ at the start of it.
I don't know if my identity is particularly secret.
Maisie is a fun superhero-esque DJ name,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So next week, I think I'll treat myself to some 80s outsider pop and Private Press records as a fun show that I don't have to really try to put together with a bunch of songs I've been listening to lately. I might have some announcement to make at the end of that show. I don't have an announcement to make at the end of this show.
Ooh, an announcement?
It's not the exciting kind of announcement. But... that almost does it for us. I'll probably be on at the end to just be like, thanks for listening. But we've got a song that is 8.5 minutes or so.
Wow.
Up next by the great Laurie Anderson, her track Oh Superman, which is, we're going to feel every second of those 8 minutes, and I love it. So stay tuned for that on WMFO Medford, The Theme Machine. Superheroes episode. It's been episode 113.
Wow.
Can you believe it? If this was a comic book, they would have rebooted us 7 times by now. All right. Here's O Superman. Stay tuned.
Oh, Jama. not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Hello? This is your mother. Are you there? Are you coming home? Hello? Is anybody home? Well, you don't know me, but I know you. And I got a message to give to you. Here come the plane. So you better get ready, ready to go. You can come as you are, but pay as you go. Pay as you go. Said, okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand that takes. This is the hand. Here come the planes. They're American planes, made in America. Smoking or non-smoking? And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue night shall stay these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed round. Justice is gone. There's always force. And when force is gone, there's always mind. Your long arms. and Yola Hama. In your automatic car. Your electronic car. In your car. So holy mama. In your long arms.
Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
This has been WMFO Medford, the theme machine, the superheroes episode. More WMFO coming up next. But until next time, and I promise if I'm away for a while, I will mention it first. Until next time, this has been DJ Jarrett and
MC Maisie.
And we hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.